Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and welcome to a few moments of study around the Word of God. How important it is that we get into the Word of God and we allow the Spirit of God to instruct and teach us in the truth. And remember, the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And how wonderful it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. How wonderful to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior and to know the truth. Oh, beloved, I'm so thankful and so glad that I know the truth and that Christ lives in me. And, beloved, he offers to you eternal life. If you will open your life and invite him to come in, he will come in and transform and change and make a new person out of you. Well, we've been discussing this matter of temptation. And remember, temptation can truly be conquered and overcome, first of all, by accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior, because it's through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God that we have victory over the world system, over the flesh with indwelling sin, over Satan and his demons. And it all hinges upon faith. Remember 1 John 5:4. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that is born again, beloved. Born again by the Holy Spirit of God. And faith is that victory by which we overcome the world. Remember, 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We've been talking about daily being clothed with the whole armor of God, and now we're in Romans chapter 7, and we're talking about indwelling sin that's a part of the enemy of the believer. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 3 pointed out that sin indwells this fleshly body, that is, that indwelling sin is where the struggle comes in our flesh. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 3 said, among whom also we all had our conversation or manner of living in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Living for the satisfying of the lust of the flesh. And how many there are that live that way, seeking to satisfy the lust of the flesh, only to regret it. The alcoholic craves, the old flesh craves the alcohol. He drinks it, and then he regrets it because of the hangover, and because of the heartache, and because of the terrible results that it causes, the grief, even death. Oh, beloved, we see how destructive these things are, and it's because of indwelling sin that's in our flesh. Notice again, we're in Romans chapter 7 and verse 14, which describes the struggle. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, Paul writes, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now what is me? Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Because of indwelling sin. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Verse 20, now then, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now again, the I is righteous. Remember our diagram. with the triune man. And remember, the soul is the mind, the emotions, and the will. And notice here, I is the Apostle Paul, who has been born again by the Spirit of God, and in our spirit we are righteous, we are pure, we are clean. That's I. That's who our identity is. That's who I am. But we see that the flesh has indwelling sin, which tries to run my life and tries to keep me from obeying God and tries to keep me from doing that which is right. And thus the soul becomes the battleground. That's where the struggle takes place. That's where the conflict occurs between indwelling sin and the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law. Now, beloved, we're all familiar with the law of gravity. The law of gravity, which holds us here upon this earth, which when you throw something up in the air, it pulls it back down. It's the law of gravity that pulls things back to the earth. Well, here is a spiritual law, and you need to get this fixed in your mind. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Beloved, indwelling sin, evil is present with me. I purpose in my spirit, my identity, I'm going to serve God, but evil in my flesh raises its ugly head and tries to stop me from doing it. Verse 22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. In my spirit I love the Lord. I love God's word. I love going to God's house. I love fellowshipping with the saints of God. But I see another law in my members, the members of this body, beloved. These hands, these eyes, these ears, this mouth, these legs, the feet, this body and its members, beloved. I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Now here we see the conflict. This old flesh seeks to draw us into captivity. It seeks to run our life. It seeks to be in control. It seeks to direct our steps and to keep us from walking in the Spirit and obeying the Lord and glorifying Jesus Christ. And this is where the struggle begins. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And beloved, that's the kind of body I live in. That's the kind of body you live in. It is a body of death. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And these bodies are infected by sin, and that's why these bodies must die. But, beloved, I'm not going to die. The body is going to die, but not Bob Griggs. I have already passed from death into life. I have new life through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. I am alive forevermore. Christ has given me eternal life, and I'm never going to die. Yes, the body is going to die, but the body is not me. It's my earth suit. It's the old house that I live in while walking here upon earth. But there's coming a day when I'll be released. There's coming a day when I'll be set free. There's coming a day when I'll be delivered from this body of sin and move into the glorious, sinless presence of Christ, which the Apostle Paul said is far better in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And oh, beloved, how glorious it's going to be when we are delivered from these bodies of sin into the glorious presence of the Lord. from this earthly tabernacle, to move into the Lord's presence and to be given a glorified body, a body that's free from sin. Oh, beloved, how wonderful that's going to be. And so, thanks be to God, verse 25. Where do we get the victory? It's through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. As long as we're in this fleshly body, we're going to be struggling with sin, because this body is under the control of sin. But the Holy Spirit of God, beloved, indwells our spirit, and greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And so go back to chapter 6. Go back to chapter 6 and notice the Apostle Paul says in chapter 6, well, let's read verse 21 of chapter 5, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign unto righteousness, unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, we have eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. 1,000 times no. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Oh, beloved, do you realize you've died to sin? In your spirit, you're pure and clean and holy and righteous. You're dead to sin. You're alive unto God. Before you accepted Christ, you were alive unto sin and dead unto God. But now, beloved, that we've accepted Jesus as our Savior, we're dead to sin and alive unto God. And so how shall we continue in sin? Don't let it run your life. Don't let it rule and reign in you. Don't yield to it. Don't give in to it, beloved. Live victoriously over it through the indwelling power of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. Verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? When Christ died, beloved, in Christ we died. When He was buried, we were buried. When He arose, we arose, victor over death, hell, and the grave, more than a conqueror, through Christ who loved us and gave Himself for us. Beloved, that's your true identity. Till next time, goodbye.